Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 90, Evaluate Your Behaviors. So what does it take to be a really elite leader? What I mean by that is, I mean like the Greg Popoviches, the Brad Stevens, the Bill Belichicks, the Anson Dorances, the Jack Welch CEOs, or just even that fantastic teacher that you had that everyone loved and was motivated by. Well, it's not what we often think or look for. In Daniel Coyle's book, Culture Code, he actually shares the experiment of the bad apple. That was a kind of this research conducted by Will Phelps at the University of South Wales in Australia. And the research was studying the impact of a bad apple on actually 44 person groups. And Phelps kind of trained this one individual to portray either a slacker, a downer, or a jerk, and to kind of infect the groups and the culture of the groups. And in every one of those groups, this bad apple was amazing at ruining the group, except one group, right? And that group had a leader who was exceptional. So he really tried to study what made this leader so exceptional. And Coyle says this, starting the quote here, "The surprise is that Jonathan succeeds without taking any of the actions we normally associate with a strong leader. He doesn't take charge or tell anyone what to do. He doesn't strategize, motivate, or lay out a vision. He doesn't perform so much as create conditions for others to perform, constructing an environment whose key feature is crystal clear. We are solidly connected. Jonathan's group succeeds not because its members are smarter, but because they are safer." Now, Coyle goes on to detail how his behaviors are similar to what makes Greg Popovich so exceptional, and then he also goes into the CEO of Zappos and what makes him so exceptional. And it's the details are these little behaviors, right? That's what makes them so exceptional. Well, what are these little behaviors? I think these are the things that we often assume are natural that come with our personality, but they go unnoticed to many people. It's the way we lean into conversations, the way we smile, the way we laugh, how we're able to convey warmth and curiosity to others. It's not in some grand gesture, a big speech, or some team building activity that we build safety in our culture. It's actually in the little behaviors. It's through those behaviors that we can build safety, connection, and motivation. I recently got to spend some time at the New England Patriots training camp with Jack Easterby, their character and player development coach. Now, in my short time with Jack, he shared some of the things they did to build culture. But if you spend 2 minutes with Jack, you know it's not the activities he does with his teams. You know it's not the team talks he gives or the guest speaker he brings in. It's in the small behaviors that he employs that communicate safety and relationships. And in 2 minutes with him, you feel seen, you feel valued, you feel appreciated, you feel connected to Jack. The thing is, these behaviors aren't just natural, they can be trained. And if you read anything about Brad Stevens, the Celtics, you understand he is nearly the same. He doesn't do big speeches. He doesn't do anything extraordinary, just small little things that we don't try to replicate because we keep looking for that activity, that speech, that mantra to build the culture. Not that there's no value in those, but it's the little things that we build culture. And so as we move forward into Culture Builders, I'm going to continue to share some various strategies and procedures, but I can't emphasize enough the importance of these small behaviors that I share from time to time. And these are the ways that we connect. So evaluate yourself on the 10 categories Coyle gives us in his book: space, eye contact, touch, short talk, few interruptions, questions, intense listening, humor, curtsies, and thank yous. Just 10 little categories. How good are you at those 10 things? Next episode, I'm going to share a way we can train those behaviors, because just knowing where we are weak and strong isn't enough. What we need to know is how we can go and often train those things. That's how we move from being a good coach to an elite coach. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and have a good one.